Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. And as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples apart. And on the way he said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him unto the Gentiles to mock, and to scourge, and to crucify. And the third day he shall be raised again. Matthew chapter 20, verses 17 through 19. This is the third time that Jesus warned his disciples that he was on the way to the cross to be crucified. On this occasion, there was in the atmosphere of the apostolic band a certain tenseness and a certain foreboding of tragedy to come. Mark recorded that Jesus was walking ahead by himself, and that the disciples were amazed and afraid. Mark chapter 10, verses 32 through 34. The disciples did not understand what was happening, but they could see the struggle of Jesus' soul. Jesus took the disciples to himself alone, that he might try to compel them to understand what lay ahead. Luke chapter 18, verses 31 through 34. There was here the first decisive step to the last act of the inescapable tragedy. Jesus deliberately and open-eyed set out for Jerusalem and the cross. He knew what was ahead. There is a strange inclusiveness in the sufferings to which Jesus looked forward to. It was a suffering in which no pain of heart or body was to be lacking. He was to be betrayed into the hands of the chief priests and scribes. There we see the suffering of the heart broken by the disloyalty of friends. He was to be condemned to death. There we see the suffering of injustice, which is very hard to bear. He would be mocked by the Romans. There we see the suffering of indignity and humiliation and of deliberate insult. He was to be scourged. There were few tortures in the world to compare with the Roman scourge. And there we see the torture of physical pain. Finally, he was to be crucified. There we see the ultimate suffering of every possible kind of physical and emotional and mental suffering that the world could inflict upon him. But even at such a time, that is not the end of his words, for he finishes with the confident assertion of the resurrection from the dead. Beyond the curtain of suffering, there lay the revelation of glory. Beyond the cross, there was the crown. Beyond the defeat, there was triumph. And beyond death, there was life to come. It seems significant that Jesus should forewarn the disciples three times of his approaching suffering, which would conclude in his supernatural resurrection. Was he not 3 days within the tomb? It is difficult to separate suffering and triumph as one preceded the other to fulfillment. We read, For the third time Jesus predicted his suffering. It was on their way up to Jerusalem for the last Passover of his ministry. He took the 12 aside and talked to them privately. The nearer the end, the more important became his instructions to the disciples. This prediction is more full and specific than the two previous ones. First, he will be delivered, betrayed, to the Jewish court, the Sanhedrin, which would condemn him to death. Then he would be turned over to the Gentiles. They would mock, scourge, and crucify him. On the third day he would rise. The important new item here is the indication that his death would be by crucifixion, not by Jewish stoning. Jesus said, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem. The words repeat in substance what had been previously stated after the transfiguration, Matthew chapter 17, verse 22. But with great definiteness, Jerusalem was to be the scene of his suffering, and their journey was to end in it. And the chief priests and scribes were to be the chief actors in it, and the Gentiles were to be their instruments in it. The mocking, the spitting, the scourging, the crucifixion, all these were new elements in the prediction, as if what had before been presented in dim outline to the disciples was now brought vividly before their eyes in every stage of its progress. Jesus said, "And the third day he shall rise again." This, as before, came as a sequel of the prediction that seemed so terrible. The Master looked beyond the suffering to the victory over death. But the disciples could not enter into the meaning of these words used to speak of it. Luke indeed reports that they understood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them. Neither understood they the things that were spoken. Luke chapter 18, verse 34. All was to them as a dark and dim dream, a cloud upon their master's soul, which time they imagined would disperse. The steadfast determination of our Lord to go up to Jerusalem without recourse is seen in his great agony to put it behind him. Luke chapter 12, verse 50. The reason why the disciples were astonished as they walked behind Jesus on the road to Jerusalem was probably because of the look of determination on their master's face as he proceeded onwards. Luke chapter 9, verse 51. This third prediction of his approaching suffering, which he thereupon made to them, was fuller than the earlier ones, and included the additional facts that the Jewish leaders would cause his death to be at the hand of the Gentiles, who, prior to executing him, would mock him and spit upon him and flog him. That Jesus knew fully beforehand about his suffering, death, and resurrection signifies the fulfilling of his role as the Messiah, Mashiach. Following his resurrection, Jesus was with his disciples. He opened unto them their understanding of the Old Testament scriptures. After his resurrection, he said to them, as recorded in Luke chapter 24, beginning at verse 25, "And he said unto them, O foolish men, and slow of heart to believe in all things that the prophets have spoken. Behoved it not the Christ to suffer these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning from Moses, and from all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." Luke chapter 24, verses 25 through verse 27. Listen now to Luke chapter 24, beginning at verse 44, as Jesus spoke to the group, his disciples. "And he said unto them, These are my words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must needs be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses, and the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their mind, that they might understand the scriptures, and he said unto them, Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer, and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name unto all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Ye are witnesses of these things." Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 48. Jesus chided them for being so slow of heart and not believing everything that the prophets had spoken. If they had known the scriptures and really believed in the living God, they would have known that not only had the glory of victory been promised him as Messiah in the Old Testament, but that God had clearly proclaimed through the prophets that he was to suffer and to die, and thus to attain to glory. In their spiritual deficiency, they had seen and believed only one side of the messianic prophecies. For this reason, his crucifixion and death had caused them to despair. Although in the light of the Old Testament prophecies, this should have made them see that he was truly the Redeemer, the Messiah. And they should have known that he would again rise from the dead. Jesus expounded unto them in broad outline all the scriptures that referred to him, from the first books of the Old Testament and right through to the end. With burning hearts, they listened to his incomparable exposition of the deepest contents of the Old Testament scriptures. And thus they learned that everything that had happened to the Savior was in agreement with the prophetic word, and that he would still be revealed as conqueror, as Messiah, as Lord, as King. After his resurrection, Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. The gospel is the good news that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures. The apostles were commanded to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The gospel is the good news that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Will you believe in Jesus, Messiah, the Son of God? Then you can confess him as Lord and be buried with him in baptism. Baptized into his death. His blood will wash away your sins, and you will be raised up out of the water of baptism to a new life in Jesus Messiah. Jesus said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Will you be saved? If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free book about the evidences of God, or a free Bible course, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083. United States of America. Thank you for being with me. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame.
Thank you.